Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
The late, great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen. The incomparable James Brown. I'm glad we still have him. At least we still have his music, right? Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. As long as I'm on the air, we'll still have James. And as long as I'm on the air, we'll still have Lee, too. Lee Branham is our guest. Lee's the author of Re-Engage. He's one of our top engagement experts in the Brain Trust. And Lee, you and I, you know, we've talked about engagement and everything, but I think it'd be a good idea to explain, maybe to define and help us to reestablish in the minds of folks, maybe people who haven't thought about this, what employee engagement actually is.
I happen to have a really good definition of it. It comes from an organization called the Conference Board. And
yep, here's what we know those guys.
Here's how they define it. It's a heightened emotional and intellectual connection that an employee has for his or her job, organization, manager, or co-workers that in turn influences him or her to apply additional discretionary effort to the work.
Let me tell you how that sounds, Lee.
Okay.
I met a lady who worked for a company that I've worked with over the years, and I just met her, and I had just started working with the company as a customer. And she was telling me about her job, and she said, I said, how do you like it here? She said, I love it here. I said, you do? She says, I don't like Fridays. I said, why? She said, because that means I can't come back till Monday.
Yeah.
Now, that's engagement right there.
That is engagement, absolutely. Engaged employees, just they take the initiative. They feel, you know, the thing that we noticed in our research for the book was that we looked at 2.1 million employee engagement surveys.
Wow.
And we looked at the comments very carefully. And in the comments of the companies that scored the highest on employee engagement, we kept seeing the word lucky come up. I feel so lucky to work here.
Wow.
It's like these people had no idea there were employers like the ones they were working for until they went to work there. And they come home to their family and they tell their friends what a great place it is to work, and the friends can't believe it. So they just feel incredibly lucky to work in these places.
And you know, there's an ROI for that kind of getting that kind of behavior out of employees that transcends the job that they do, isn't there? Because
yeah.
when you have people like that saying things about like that about you, it builds success, it breeds success, because then you got their friends who you can they're lined up around the corner wanting to come to work for you. You can pick and choose the best ones. You don't have to go looking for them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You shouldn't have a shortage of talent, and you never have a shortage of talent if you're one of these types of employers.
Yeah.
And the critical mentality we've seen in the senior leaders of these organizations that are best places to work is that they say, if we give to our employees, they will give back. If we give them what they need to be happy and successful, they will give back to us in greater effort. And
right.
The contrasting mindset is, if we give these employees an inch, they'll take a mile. They'll take advantage of us.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have those two opposing mentalities.
Well, isn't this aligned with servant leadership? I mean, isn't that how you get the engagement? Is a leader subordinates their own desire for success, their own desire for credit or for fame or for recognition, subordinate that to helping your people, the people who report to you, helping them be successful, and then you aggregate their success, and that's how you do is defer yours just a little bit, right?
That's exactly right, and that's where ego gets in the way again. You know,
if
it's all about me getting my fortune and getting out and retiring, then it's not about the team. And if we give to our employees and they give back, then we're all successful. We all can share in that.
Right.
And, you know, if in the end your ego gets stroked even more because you become more successful that way.
How How do we pull this off? You know, as an owner, you know, if you're the owner, you get to be however you want to be, folks. You're, you know, you get the good, the bad, and the ugly. But you could be like Lee is recommending that you be. You could be an engaging, you know, a manager who chooses to engage their help employees become engaged. But you might be allowing managers to do the opposite. How do we make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, there's two things. A lot of managers just never been trained in the right way to manage people. So training and accountability are the two keys to this whole thing. You have to train them in the way to give feedback, the way to recognize, the way to manage in an intelligent way. And then you have to hold them accountable. You know, if you have a manager that's mistreating their employees and not respecting the employees and driving them to the point of, that they burn out, then that's not sustainable, and you have to confront those managers, or you have to get rid of them and bring in new managers who do know how to manage people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have too many managers running around with their to-do lists and with their heads down and not paying attention to keeping their people engaged. And I think that, you know, it's a part of the times we live in where everybody's trying to
I've seen this happen, Lee. I've seen it happen where a manager, an owner, starts a company, founds it, everybody's engaged, the company starts growing, the owner starts hiring managers, promoting people, and the farther away it gets from the head, the less engagement you have, the more these other egos come in. It's really hard work. That's when the manager has to quit selling. I mean, the owner has to quit selling and start really managing people, isn't it?
Well, that's right. In small business, you know, you have a lot of people who start the operation who are idea people and entrepreneurs and risk takers, but they're not necessarily good people managers.
Right.
And they need to hire good people managers. And a lot of times they hire people who are technically good, but not good people managers.
How do we find your book, Lee?
You can find it on Amazon.com. You can find it on my website.
Which is Keep the People.
Mm-hmm.
KeepThePeople.com. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.